keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch a scenario. My stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so. No overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow, down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know. We getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again, move little hooligan. Music for tuning in, full time to the 10. I'm on my clock like I told you.
Welcome to Anti-Media Radio, an alternative to the fear that you hear every day coming from corporate media. This is your host, S.M. Gibson, as always in the studio.
Co-host, Derek Young.
And also joining the studio by our producer, Mr. Shannon Madden. How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Doing good. Not going to talk about what every other media outlet in the world's talking about. You know, it snowed somewhere. I hope everybody's staying warm and staying safe, but this isn't the Weather Channel, so that's not for us to talk about.
Man, you had an exciting show last week, I hear.
Yeah. We hit on some of the Chris Kyle stuff and the American Sniper stories that I wrote up.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like it.
Can I ask both of y'all a question just real quick?
Go ahead.
Has either one of y'all seen American Sniper?
Yes.
And your take? Well, we already know your take.
Right.
Dad, you weren't here last show, so, I mean, what's your take on it? Come on. Just real quick. You don't have to elaborate.
A joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to sum it up. But there's a lot going on in the world right now. Unfortunately, we're not seeing it like we should be. We had a terror attack today in Tripoli, Libya. Corinthia Hotel, several gunmen came in there, shot the hotel. Differing reports of how many people have died, anywhere from 9 to over 10. It's all still unconfirmed. There's also a car bomb that went off saying that the attack was supposed to be on the prime minister. But, you know, a lot of heads of state and diplomats there. One American's dead who's a security contractor. ISIS is taking credit for that now. Also, we've got Fidel Castro spoke for the first time regarding the U.S. relations ever since Obama gave his speech trying to mend that relationship. And he was writing a letter. It was addressed to the Student Federation of the University of Havana. And just real quick, what he said was is that he does not trust, nor has he exchanged words with the United States, but that does not mean that I reject a Pacific resolution to the conflicts. We will always defend cooperation and friendship with all the people of the world, including our political adversaries. So, you know, it's basically Castro saying, you know, I'm open to anything. Whatever's good for everybody else. I still don't trust you. We've also got Israel. Okay, Syria's, the IDF has confirmed that Syria's shot two rockets into Israel. They've responded. They've shot. They're bombing Syria now. So Israel is. So we'll see where that goes. We've also got King Salman, which has been in charge of Saudi Arabia for what, less than a week? A week, less than a week, whatever. Yeah. He's already beheaded four people, yes. So that's great.
Well, I mean, that's kind of consistent with the regime.
See, yeah.
Well, absolutely.
That's like history, right? That's like, that's what goes on. That's what happens there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get on that.
Well, that's let's start in talking about that. And by the way, if anybody wants to call in this evening, you're more than free to do so. Area code 718-717-8296. That's area code 718-717-8296.
I want to know why are they praised so much, you know? So if you could just catch me up on that, because, or your outlook on it, or how you feel about it.
Okay, we
you tell me.
We published a story yesterday. It was written by Justin King. The West fawns over brutal dictator after death of Saudi Arabian king. It was published on theantimedia.org. And basically, to sum it up, it talks about how the West and the United States, oh, we're just so heartbroken. Our ally, he's passed away. Yeah. It's just horrible. And you would think that he was just this great man. The Department of Defense and Martin Dempsey, which is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he is sponsoring an essay contest to honor the Saudi king, which this is a man that just last year they beheaded over 80 people. His entire time in rule, they beheaded over 1,000 people in that country. They will do this stuff in public. And we're sitting here being told ISIS beheads people. Today in the news, there's another ISIS attack.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go in this country. We got to go into Syria for this. We all know that we're going to end up having troops in the ground in Yemen over the France stuff. They're going to tie it all in somehow. But it's ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. Be scared. When there is another country
sitting right there,
with all these human rights violations, and their king dies, and he's just the greatest man ever. That's how they treat him. That makes absolutely no sense. They forget that 15 of the 19 hijackers, from their story, from their version of events, 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. But that's all right. We're, you know,
it's fine and dandy.
Yeah. Nobody's concerned about that whatsoever.
You won't wind up here in Alabama to learn how to fly a plane, right?
I know there were some down in Florida, yeah.
There was a couple here in Alabama, too. We can go back and check out here in a moment.
So, we've got Israel bombing people. We've got Saudi Arabia. They're just the greatest thing in the world. You know, everything, it seems like, geopolitically revolves around those three nations. It revolves around the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. When anything's ever done wrong to those countries, which, you know, I think whenever anything's done wrong in Saudi Arabia, they just behead them in the middle of the street. You never hear about it.
They put, like, four of his daughters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Four of his daughters were exiled. So hopefully they'll get out now that he's dead. You know, I wouldn't cross my fingers on that.
Yeah, if they're going to get out, where are they going to go? Anywhere in that region, they better get on the first thing smoking out of there, that's for sure.
But, you know, you've already got the new king. He's been there so short amount of time, and there's already been four people beheaded. And it's just the same old thing over and over. When is the hypocrisy going to end with these people? We sit here and talk about ISIS. Does that make ISIS good? No, it doesn't make ISIS good. But at the same time, does that mean Saudi Arabia's not doing the exact same thing, but you turn around and just hypocritically praise these people?
So what you say, we go at them all?
No, we mind our own business.
That's exactly right.
We mind our own business. That's exactly what we do. We shouldn't be going at any of these people. The only reason ISIS exists, quote unquote, is because we went into a country and destabilized it. And then we sold them a bunch of weapons, too. But that's, you know, we're not going to talk about that, are we?
Destabilized. That's always a great word.
Right.
I love these. It's kind of like, you know, going back just for a split second to the Chris Kyle thing. He has X amount of confirmed kills.
Yes, he just
not he killed X amount of people. He had confirmed kills. Confirmed kills kind of
makes it sound heroic, right?
The humanity from the action,
right? And let's not pretend for a second that the CIA is not involved in all this stuff. Nothing happens on this planet that the CIA is not involved with.
You're talking about Saddam Hussein's former employer, right?
Osama bin Laden's former employer as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
right. Osama bin Laden was down in Florida in the late 70s training.
Yeah.
I've talked to the guy that told me he had classes with him, an ex-Army Ranger.
And, again, I wonder if Saddam Hussein had that key to the city of Detroit in his pocket when he was hung.
Yeah, exactly. But when we're done with you, we'll toss you aside.
Exactly.
That's all that it is.
That is American policy, hands down. And that goes for whether you live here or abroad.
Right. And you never hear, when you hear all these global stories about all this terrorism, I'm sure there's something out there, but I'm having a tough time thinking about a story of some terrorist attack. And then that...
We didn't play a part in it.
Well, the terrorists not being linked, like confirmed linked, back to the CIA or the FBI.
Yes.
You know, it's always something like that. Bin Laden, Hussein, we've given all these people arms. We gave ISIS arms.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious seeing them just ride around in, like, Humvees. You know, like, what?
Well, they came from us.
Yes.
They came from us. And that's what's so disgusting is we are funding all the quote-unquote terrorism around the world. And then we have the French terror attack.
Yeah.
They're connected through Anwar al-Awlaki.
They just know what a flip-flops.
Right.
Of Summers.
Exactly. But it's just so infuriating. And to me, it's like, no matter what Saudi Arabia does, they do no wrong in the world. No matter what Israel does, they do no wrong in the world. Well, I'm sick of it.
Pakistan's in that same group.
Well, but see, you got to remember, well, as soon as they got their nuke, nobody cared anymore.
Exactly.
You know, everybody was all about, well, we've got to worry about these people, got to worry about these people.
Yeah, but how, like, and now they have nuclear capabilities, right? It's kind of like...
The Muslim bomb.
And who have they messed with? Oh, and also, Iran, I forgot to mention this, issued a red line warning to Israel over airstrikes in Syria. So, that's, you know, it... That's always been the end goal of the military. That's been what this has always been about, this campaign, is getting all the way through to Iran and destabilizing it. I think because of Russia being there, that there's this stronghold and this wall that keeps them from going and just blowing away Iran, because they would have done it already. It doesn't matter if a guy stubs his toe on TV, I think Iran had something to do with this, and we need to be real careful about this. Like, they always tie everything back to Iran. Okay, well, they may be getting nuclear weapons. They may be getting, oh, they're trying to get chemical weapons. What do you think would really happen if this country had those weapons? What do you think? They're going to attack. Okay, this is what would happen. If they even thought about shooting something, they would be shot down before they even got here, and then their country would be blown off the map. Those people are, it's not a suit. They're not, they don't want their whole country to be gone. They don't. You can sit here and say, well, that's what
Japan about that. Japan,
right, exactly.
Because they were hell-bent on absolute destruction of World War II, and we dropped a nuke on them, actually two nukes on them, and they didn't know we didn't have a third nuke to drop on them. They were like, no, we've had enough. That's good. We don't want to kill everybody off. We changed our mind.
It's all this reactionary fear.
But at the same time, though, if your enemy thinks that your whole entire population is going to come at you, men, women, and children, then, yeah, there is a little bit of the fear factor that they strike into you with that.
That's all anything is. All anything is based in fear. That's how they control people is with fear.
Exactly right.
They control the fear.
And fear is not a real thing unless you own it.
Right. That's exactly right. It's up to you to accept it or not.
I have to say, I'm loving this hat. You know?
I wish our listeners out there could see... The hat our producer Shannon has on
tonight.
It is quite stellar, I must say. But what are we going to do as far as a country coming together to our leaders? You know, everybody thinks the answer is, well, we're just going to vote for this person. We're just going to vote for that person.
Well, our leaders are washed up.
Right.
So
absolutely.
We're going to have to start over.
Right, absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, I don't know. But I think the biggest problem here is getting people to realize the actual facts and truth of everything that's going on.
It's horrible.
Right, because with what we're dealing with and trying to wake people up, and a movie like American Sniper showed us so much about how people are still stuck in the propaganda. They're still stuck in this red, white, and blue.
They're like Boxer in Animal Farm. Remember Boxer? Remember the horse?
Yes.
The Boxer, the one that lived absolutely and did everything he could for the farm and broke his body in half and then was eventually carted off of the Knackers.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, and, you know, they're, you know, for every Chris Kyle, there's about 500, you know, average G.I. Joes that go off and buy into that and get churned out.
Yeah, like these cops, man.
Yeah.
You know, look what happened in Oklahoma. Oh. You know, I'm talking like another kid just was shot down.
Shot in the back.
Okay. I'm talking, the officer had a body cam on. And the kid name was Terrence Walker, age 21. Muskogee, like Oklahoma, something like that. But it just happened. I'm talking, it's over and over and over again. I'm talking like, now, when is that going to stop? So we're giving them body cam.
Which isn't going to do anything. They're just.
But now we just, you know.
And that right there is an illustration of how brazen it has become. I know we're kind of jumping topic a little bit, but yeah, I mean.
But it all ties in together, too.
It really does, because we were talking about this last week, too, about how the fact that a vast majority, and I think we probably brought this up numerous times, about how a vast majority of our new police community is coming straight from the military with the same kill mass question.
And that's why that's why I went to that story. I'm saying, like, we talking about the G.I. Joes of.
Right, and they're coming back over.
And they're coming back, and this guy, like, blindly stepped back, drew down.
And they're asking members of the
guy like five times in the back.
Asking members of the armed services. They're asking members of the armed services, will you fire on an American citizen? That's insanity that that's even a question. How, like, what are they preparing for that you need people coming back to America being like, just so you know, we need you. We're going to need you to start firing on some people around.
It's part of that fine print, the Patriot Act.
Right, absolutely, yeah. And the NDAA as well.
We're finally seeing it. We've talked about it, and there was a lot of fuss about it when it first happened, but we're now finally seeing the end result of the Patriot Act right here on our streets right now.
And what's so disgusting to me is they say Chris Kyle was fighting for our freedoms. Chris Kyle was fighting for our freedoms, and all of these troops were in Iraq fighting for our freedoms. Now, all those troops didn't have the bloodlust and say the horrible things that Chris Kyle said.
But we have,
and I don't fault them, but at the same time,
but
they weren't fighting for our freedoms because our freedoms were being taken away while they were overseas. They were being taken away by the Patriot Act and the NDAA.
Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction.
Right,
it was all a joke.
But the point is they say that they're fighting for our freedoms. If you were fighting for our freedoms, you would have been here making sure the Patriot Act didn't pass. Absolutely. You would have been here making sure that the TSA wasn't groping little girls when they're trying to get on an airplane. If you cared about it, wouldn't be a line in the National Defense Authorization Act saying that it's all right to start rounding Americans up. Indefinite detention for no reason. If you were really defending our freedoms, that's what you would have been defending, not shooting some Iraqi on a street corner.
Exactly.
So let's talk about who's defending our freedoms in this country. So that's how I feel. I think the Patriot Act has absolutely ruined this country. I think everything's been over-militarized. Absolutely, we saw it in Boston last year. They're just looking. Look, last night, with a storm coming through, okay, they made it mandatory you had to be in your homes. Mandatory. Like, you're going to tell me. I get it. It's safe. I get it. Everybody's going to say, but it was for the best. It was safe. You shouldn't have been out there. Fair enough. You know what?
Yeah.
But is the government your daddy? Are they there to protect you? Are they your mother? No. We live in a free country, supposedly.
They straight locked it down.
Right. Do they have the right to tell you not to leave your house? Because there's some snow outside? Because it's never snowed in the Northeast before, ever. That was the first snow ever.
So you think
give me a break.
They tested the resistance on how much, you know.
Well, Boston proved there's zero resistance.
And really, there is. I mean, you know, all we have to do is just say, hey, there's a tornado coming. The police can corral, shut off all the streets. Everybody go back home. If you don't get back home, we're going to cart you. We're going to take you back home. Okay, well, you want to take you back home? We got somewhere else we can take you. I mean,
and they're just fine with that because that creates more revenue for the state.
It gets to a point where you do that so many times and the police stand and, okay, well, if anybody comes out of their house, we're just going to go ahead and take them, scoop them up and take them on out.
Right.
Whether it be the weather or, you know, whatever.
But it's ingraining in people that the government's ingraining in people that we are in charge, whether it's the weather, whether it's one kid that we're chasing, we're in charge, and you do what we tell you. And that is what goes into, like, the mentality of all these police shootings lately. The whole thing, it wears on the psyche of the American people, because what it's really saying is, we can literally kill you in the street. We can film it. You can see that the guy did nothing to warrant even being arrested, much less killed, and he's not even going to get in trouble for it.
Hmm.
It's playing on this psyche and creating this environment of fear that they are in charge. Don't you dare step out of line, because if you do, you see what happens. What do you think all that this torture business is about? You think that they don't want you to know they're torturing people? Of course they want you to know. They're not going to get out there and say it. They're not going to admit it and say, okay, we had a torture report. I get that. But for years, well, I don't know what I'm talking about. They want you to know they're doing it because they want you to know as soon as you don't pay your allegiance and adhere to the masters, this will happen to you next.
Absolutely 1,000% correct. You're absolutely right.
And it's all based on fear.
Because how can we have the situation? We complained, and we said something about it. Anti-media has reported on it extensively. Free Thought Project reported on it extensively. How can all of this reporting go on, and somebody not do something about it because of what just came out of your mouth? It's all about subjugation. It's all about, if you don't do what we say when we do it, then we will go ahead and have our minions do whatever they got to do. Of course, you know, they'll have a little hairy moment, their little day in court, but they'll be free and they'll be just, because that's the American way. They're just doing their job.
Exactly.
After saying something the other day, and it stated that you are free as long as we control your resources, your education, your currency, your internet, your military, your justice, and your land. Right?
Right.
So that's the freedom.
That's right. Okay? That's absolutely right.
If that's freedom to you, I don't know what to tell you.
That is definitely not the envisionment that our founding fathers had when they came over to America to escape the tyranny from England or whatever.
Okay, I've got a quote here, a comment. From a Facebook follower, and I'm not going to mention any names, but it's in regards to the troops and the support for the troops. It's on the meme we just posted right before the show went on. And it says, supporting them versus supporting their orders are completely different. You try living by two sets of laws and not following a legal order will land you in prison without the opportunity to have a decent job. Try learning before you talk shit. Okay. So, what do you think if that would have been said in Nazi Germany? Supporting them and supporting their orders are two different, you know. That's insanity. Support the troops, but you don't have to support the people giving them the orders. Yes. It's not their fault. Now, that's true. They are pawns of the state. They have been cogs in a wheel of this huge mass military-industrial complex. At the same time, if there's people just picking people off right and left, well, that's okay. They're just following orders. It's the guy giving them the orders. Every person on this planet has a decision to make with every action that they do. Just because somebody gives you an order, you choose to follow it or not. Look at Edward Snowden, for example. I'm sure that there were countless untold orders. Don't start releasing information. But you know what? He did the right thing. He wasn't scared. He did the brave thing. And people wash over the fact that so many people of our military are coming back overseas. Look at Adam Kokesh coming back overseas, and they're the most anti-war of everybody because they've seen it. They see what's going on. So how do these people that blindly follow explain that? How do they explain the fact that Ron Paul got the biggest contributions from the military than any other candidate last time? The one person saying, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. They're overlooking it. They're so blind and wrapped up in patriotism. And you see people with a flag, and it's great, and you know it's wonderful. But at the same time, you have to get past the rhetoric. You have to stop.
First off, let's go ahead and decommission the word patriotism. We're talking about programming.
Bingo.
And you have people that go ahead and adhere fully to that programming. Or you have people that go ahead and take a step back from that programming. And I'm going to tell you what, I think it's this beanbag chair that's really brought this out in me. This beanbag chair is really kicking it right now. I'm just going to throw that out there. But yeah, that's where this stems from. It's all about who adheres to the programming fully, 1,000%, or who go ahead and accept who accepts the programming, goes through the situation and realizes, oh man, this is a bigger jail than I could even possibly imagine in my whole life, and try to, you know, get away from that. And we had the conversation with Kelvin last week, and you know, I've got friends of mine in my own situation who have been Iraqi or Afghanistan veterans that have gone in, fully adhered to the programming, got over there and saw the biggest joke of a situation that they could possibly be,
and not just did they go over there and found
out
that was a joke,
got the hell
but
out.
Then come back home and get treated like,
that's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I have several friends can't find a job or end up dying from
22 veterans a day are killing themselves right now.
Yeah,
and
from
why?
Depression.
Why is that?
Or PTSD.
They're doing that because the truth is the most awful thing.
And
you could
just
ever
seeing the wounded warriors,
right? And they use
that. For donations, where our troops have to ask for donations.
That's insanity.
At the convenience store, yeah. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
We had a story on the anti-media today.
People to take care of us.
We had a story on the anti-media today, and it hasn't gone through yet, but it's referring to redoing all the nuclear armaments for the United States and spending. If it passes,
I want to hear it.
It'll be $95 million a day for 10 years.
How much was that a day again? Please repeat that.
$95 million, so we can make sure
one day
for 10 years.
For 10 years.
And that's if it passes. Which, when was the last time the government didn't vote to spend money for something?
36,500 days is what we're talking about.
So they're saying, we've got money to make sure that we can wipe all y'all out, but the people that actually do serve and do, who cares? Toss them to the side. Who cares about these people?
Great point.
Nobody cares.
Great point.
A day.
Right. And you know, people get offended when you call people in the military that they were used as pawns or whatever. If they weren't, then why don't we have commercials on TV for Wounded Warriors? Why aren't we raising money for these people?
They should spend $95 million a day?
Right. They shouldn't have been
come
there
on
to begin with, A.
Well,
you send them over there. They come back. They've got PTSD. They're depressed. They can't find a job. And now you're just like, screw them. Give me a break. They used them and threw them to the side. And that's how they feel about every single person, not only in this country, but on this planet. They could care less. They talk about the people who are like, we're better than them. They want you to think that you're better than the next person, or this person's that. But when they're done with you, they will throw you to the side. They could care less.
Oh, wait a minute. That's 3,650 days. Sorry, my
52. 3,652 because of 2 leap years.
Oh, yeah.
But
you get a point for that one.
But so that's just more propaganda that we're having to deal with. you want us to care, like, and at the same time, we should, you know, we should protect these people. We should protect these people. We're probably going to have to be going back into some other countries, by the way. But forget about that. Don't pay attention to any of that. These commercials are going to be running a while, everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how dare these people below our money? Below our money.
You know, $95 million
a day. And for what? For what? To make sure that you have the capabilities of wiping out humans in mass, in thousands and hundreds of thousands. That's what this is about. To make sure we can kill you.
It makes you really wonder if it was our money that they're spending or not.
Oh, that's... That's a whole different topic with financial system.
We did three episodes.
Yeah, geez, Louise. But if anybody would like to call in this evening, you are more than welcome to area code 718-717-8296. That's area code 718-717-8296. Lines are open right now.
So let's talk about this proposed bill on banning the police officers from receiving, you know, military weapons.
It's never going to pass.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't. I think it's
so.
Just,
if that wasn't to pass, I say that we'll be seeing this year, not 2016.
Well, I mean, how many police departments already have
military weapons?
Happen. Humvees and
We probably will see Humvees and more Humvees rolling down our streets.
I expect we're
going to
see
tanks
in the next 10 years.
Well, I say this year.
You're probably right about that.
I think
already have some municipalities that have it. They just haven't rolled them out yet.
You know, so.
And you think New York City ain't got a tank? Come on now.
Yeah. They all have tanks.
We had tanks here in the 60s during all the civil rights.
And we probably still got them sitting greased up and ready to go somewhere.
They've got the old one sitting in the museum a mile from here.
And you know what? I probably wouldn't be shocked to find out they're loaded and ready to go right now.
Probably. Somebody needs to just in case, we're going to go to the Civil Rights Museum and bust this tank out of here. Just in case.
It'll be Larry Langford. It'll be his final blaze of glory.
But, you know, when was the last time you can think of a bill passing that you were just like, this is actually going to fix some stuff? This is finally about time this bill passed. When was the last time that happened?
That was about 4 weeks from never.
Right. Yeah. Right. They sold everybody on Obamacare. Oh, we're going to get everybody's going to have health care. It's going to be great. Yeah. Wrong. That didn't work out, did it?
Like the words of Thunderbird. Thunderbird say, were black folks sold out for Obamacare?
Well, listen, we all.
I just have to say, you know, like. Obamacare.
Up in here
but you know how I feel about Obamacare.
Right. Well, anybody with a brain knows what's going on with that.
Right. Hey, you I save money with, like, not.
In theory, listen, in theory, it could work. In theory. Mm-hmm. Obamacare is a piece of junk.
Yeah.
And it should never even kind of been passed, it shouldn't even been thought of.
Well, I kind of wished I knew it was going to go down like that a little bit ahead of time so I could go ahead and got some stock and some paper.
Is there anything wrong with sure people are taken care of? No, there's nothing wrong with
we
that.
We should be able to take care of our city.
I completely agree with you, but that's not what that is. All that is a bill written by the insurance companies that says, hey, guess what? If you don't have – and they sold it as we're screwing the insurance companies. Well, if you're screwing them so bad, how come you just passed the law that says you have to buy what they're selling?
Yeah.
That's like, we're just going to destroy McDonald's. I'm going to destroy them. I'm passing a law that says everybody has to buy a Big Mac every day.
More people have insurance now.
Right. So you just actually...
I'm giving a rapist a bigger gaver. I'm just saying.
So what I'm saying is you say, we're going to hurt these people. We're going to make you buy their product and give you their... You've got to give you your money. Give me a break. Give me a break. And people bought it. That's the thing. They bought it. And they buy everything in this country.
By the droves. Oh, man. Had to. It was by law.
But everything in this country. But it's everything. With everything, it's division. Everything is in red and blue. everything. It's Democrat, Republican. Yeah.
If it was cheap, I'd use it.
Tell me about it.
I'm just saying, like, why pay $260 when I could pay $170?
I mean, why can't we have it centralized and look, you know?
You got to be careful there. I'm about
decentralizing everything.
Exactly. But
as far as a basic health care, we're talking about the basic crap.
And when was the last
flus and fevers and a little cut on your finger?
In theory, that's wonderful. When was the last time the government did something? Again, that you just like, I'm really glad you did that. That was for my best interest.
Government cheese.
There you go. You weren't even alive for that. So
he probably wasn't alive.
Screw you.
But you know, in theory, so many things are great. You know, we could all live this in utopia if we lived all in theory and had pipe dreams, and that was it. That's not the way the real world works. It's all about greed. It's all about corporations passing bills.
Capitalism.
And that's a different thing too. It's with everything. Capitalism.
Two very different things.
Capitalism. So the words of Karl Marx. Even look at both of those things. Okay. In theory, like if you read Karl Marx, it's like, that's not the way you want to set this up. That doesn't sound too horrible. You see it implicated. Oh yeah, this doesn't work at all. And it's the same with capitalism. Capitalism, in theory, would be the greatest thing in the world. The problem is, well, we don't have capitalism. And we have oligarchy bordering on fascism, masked as capitalism. And because of that, they're saying, well, we're capitalists. But we're really not, because we're all being run by these corporations. It is the lobbyists controlling everything. And anybody that thinks differently is so far delusional that you should have no business voting for anyone, because you have no comprehension of what's actually going on here. They're all in somebody's back pocket. For the most part, there are very, very, very minute handfuls of exceptions, but they're such a minority, and they're not, you know, God bless them, but there's not going to be a lot of change with 4 or 5 people out of 500. So, you know, that's scary, but so Congress, what are they going to do? Pass a bill to help us out? No.
Yeah. Or pass 8 bills.
Right.
Well, they're too busy to fight.
They corrected.
Well, it's all theater.
What was so funny when they shut down last year?
Good. They should have. I wish they were still shut down. We'd have been a lot better off.
You remember the hard time we went through when they shut down?
Oh, yeah.
Right? When all the lights went out.
Yeah. The world, no food.
Oh. No.
The world was tough. Yes. It was real tough. I think I lost sleep.
I didn't tell you, but then I went back to sleep.
And what's sad is that's what they told everybody. They told everybody that if the government shuts down, there's going to be chaos in the street. We're going to have Chris Kyle's on top of every Superdome shooting everybody. It's going to be chaos. You're all going to be dead. Well, it happened, and we weren't. Because the government likes to employ fear to control people. And they wanted people to get behind one party doing this or one party doing that. As soon as people wake up and realize that both parties are there saying different things, but they both have the same objective, and that's to screw you and me.
What happens when the cameras are all turned off?
They're shaking hands and having beers. Are you kidding?
Drinking scotch.
But yeah. Going back to cameras, though, I mean, and now we're getting to the point where you can have a camera pointed right on the situation, and everybody's still going to have some sort of, you know, that they couldn't have been what it was, or there's no way I could have seen that the way that it happened, or man, that's a
conspiracies only exist when you don't want to believe it. That's how this is presented.
The moon landing took place in a Hollywood basement. Yeah.
But it's funny, you get people saying, show me a plane at the Pentagon. Just show me a plane at the Pentagon. You're crazy. That's conspiracy. You're a nut job. Meanwhile, you get anything else on their end, I don't know if I believe that. That don't fit into my way of thinking. So, for instance, the Chris Kyle story. Facts. Facts that I'm putting out there, that this man said I was on top of the Superdome. This man said I killed two people in Texas. This man said I punched Jesse Ventura. Mm-mm, you're a conspiracy, that you're crazy. No, that's true. That's all true.
It's true.
1.8 million reasons Jesse Ventura has to prove it's true.
Yeah.
So when it's something that you don't want to accept, and all of a sudden, step away from that. But then you can make it conspiracy. Look at Fox News. Okay, look at certain things with Obama. Well, that's conspiracy because they just, it's all pick and choose. It's all pick and choose, and there is no reality. Everything is an illusion. Everything's an illusion. And all we really have is our own actions and our own responsibilities. But people want to look past that, and they want to point fingers, and they want to put blame on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to accept responsibility for themselves, and that's what's happened to this country. Because this country was taken away from the people a long time ago.
Forever long time ago.
And everybody wants to make an excuse, and they want to sit here and salute a flag, and they want to say, well, we've got Obama over here, and he's going to change things, and they're always looking for some answer. And what they don't realize is the answer is within themselves. And they've got to face reality, and the reality is, you've been getting lied to for a really long time. And it's going to hurt people to see everything they've been told be crushed.
Yeah, and not to say the lies won't be, like, won't stop being told with the next candidate or the next person.
But it's not, the answer's not with a candidate.
No. But we also have to, like, that, also,
we've got again,
taking into consideration that it's all, you know, hey, it's the people's fault also, you know.
But it is the people's complacency. Yes. Complacency has caused this. Absolutely. But what I'm saying to you is that if every person in this country just all of a sudden woke up tomorrow and said, wait a second, I can actually do something about this. This ain't right. And those people walked up to Washington and said, you're done here. You had a good run. Something probably would go down. I don't know what it was. And I'm not talking any sort of violence. We're talking peaceful people. You just a mass of people. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're either A, going to have to step down, or B, they're going to be forced to kill them, which would reiterate the fact that they're all evil.
Well, you know, we're kind of talking about the end of this whole situation. I mean, as far as an actual, real, honest-to-God change being made.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, I really don't think that if 4 million people walked right down to the Washington Mall and sat there right in front of the Washington Monument, had a big, giant, huge, massive demonstration, and Joan Baez and all this other, you know.
Don't think it'll happen in America.
I really don't think that here in 2015 America that it's going to make a damn bit of difference, because there is so much more on the line for these politicians and corporate America.
No, see, I think
they're not going to let go of the reins.
No, I think you're wrong. I think these corporations were always in charge. Smedley Butler talked about that.
I think we need to be doing more with our spending dollars, because I'm going to tell you what, we can throw the biggest fit we want to. We can break up the whole entire town and set the town on fire. But when we start controlling our money and where our money goes and whose pocket it goes into, that's going to make the ultimate difference in this whole thing.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And here we go. Because we can sit here and encourage people to have your own farms and grow your own food and all this stuff, which is the way to go, and that's wonderful. But for most of our listeners, they're not going to go out and buy a piece of land and start growing their own food.
People live in urban situations.
Right.
It's not practical.
You have to, it's not practical with the way the system is. And that being said, what avenue do you go to with Walmart being on every street corner, all these places on every street corner, you know? You can go to mom and pops. That's obviously a great solution, is to just shut out all these major corporations. Right, because you're not going to catch me going to Walmart doing any of that. But the problem is these corporations have the people bent over, because the reason Walmart is so successful is because they can undercut everybody. And with people that are struggling, okay, they're so much cheaper. And people are going to say, well, I do have my morals and I am against this company, but I have to provide for my family. And they're, you know, again, it goes back to what you in your life in front of you. And they're always going to say me and my family. And that's what people are going to go back, revert to. And that's the same thing with the change. They have to, everything's in front of you. Everything you want's in front of you. What people don't realize is we have to get these corporations out of the way. But how do you do it? Because they've got everybody bent over. I personally think with some of these things, as far as boycotting these companies, I think you can do it with certain people. I think you can do it with the McDonald's, maybe. I think you can do it with a few of these people. Walmart, I don't see it happening with
McDonald's for years.
But Walmart, I think even McDonald's with their dollar menu, I think people are like, all right, I'm going to cheat now.
I just don't think like McDonald's is making, you know.
Well, they're poisoning people.
Yeah, but and people are more aware of, you know, the McDonald's situation. I think people moving away from it.
Yeah, they are.
But why do people? Why do people eat?
Yes, the roots. Yes.
Ultimately, why do people eat it? Because it's cheap.
Yes.
Period.
And I think you're getting closer to the heart of the matter.
Right.
Yeah, it's cheap, but see.
Well, why do we?
Us as Americans, we need to start demanding
cheap,
demanding higher quality food.
You know? Oh, absolutely. Well, of course,
there's higher quality food out there, and it is. But more
that, listen, that goes. But listen, you're again. Everything y'all are saying, the solution is we need to rely on someone to provide us. No.
No.
The answer with everything is in front of you. If you want something to be different and you want something to change, you take that upon yourself and do it. The problem we have in this country today is it's illegal to collect rainwater in some states.
Wow.
There's too much government interference in everything. People aren't allowed to go and be free.
And don't even try it. Don't even, you know, hit the topic of farming.
What was the guy here in this state? Oh, geez, was it like 2-3 weeks ago? He went to, I can't remember the whole story. He went to turn in a dog or something like that he found.
Oh, and
do you remember this? Okay.
Yeah.
And he was a non-citizen, basically, but he has identification card. Because he had declared that he wasn't a part of this anymore.
Yeah, he was a natural citizen.
Right.
Not bound by state law.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the cops just killed him. Yeah. Right there. In the animal shelter. Yeah. Did you not hear about this? I wish I could remember the whole story.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Look it up. Bring up the facts for us.
I'm actually, keep talking.
But it was down it was down by Opelika or Auburn or somewhere. Yeah.
And the guy was gunned down.
Yeah, they killed him. Killed him. For absolutely no reason.
And we talk about, oh, God.
I mean, it should have been on everything.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard about it. Well, I've been kind of tied up also. And a little bit under the weather, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is that's what we're living in. Everybody says, but we're free. But we're really not free. And they're like, but we're the – I wouldn't have – that's fine. You know, I'm not suggesting anybody leave or whatever. That's not the issue. We should just have – this is a thing with America. We should have what we're being advertised because we don't. We have something completely different than what's advertised. Go ahead and tell us the details real quick, Shannon, on the story.
I pulled this up. This actually happened in Dothan, Alabama. 30-year-old Robert Earl Lawrence was shot and killed by police on Tuesday night after he attempted to do good deed by turning a stray dog in at a local animal shelter. And instead of giving them his ID, he showed them a notarized and legal identification that was an affidavit instead of a motor vehicle registration ID card. And that was pretty much it. That's what caused the whole entire
situation. Oh, the cop was—he was upset because this guy isn't a slave. We can't have this.
And after repeatedly being told to calm down, I mean, the guy came in and was bringing a puppy.
He was just turning in a stray dog. That was it.
And they requested an ID. He gave them the documentation that he had. He actually showed them the documentation he had, which was not your typical driver's license, but it was a lot of court ordered with the,
you know, it established who he was.
Documents, yes, of course, absolutely. And no, we don't need to see that. We need to see your driver's license. He didn't have a driver's license. He became agitated because if somebody had tried to have that same kind of dialogue,
yeah,
with me, I
would
have.
I would have.
Especially by
anybody would have.
He's trying to do a good thing.
Anybody would have been upset in that situation. And they can say, well, we should have just. No. If you would have been in that situation, no, you wouldn't have. So
what led up to, like,
a physical altercation ensued, and he was shot in the stomach is how the story ends.
Right, and he was
very
killed.
Very simple. And
all because he tried to turn it into
I'm actually pulling this off of freethoughtproject.com, of course.
So I wonder how, you know, we in the last week, it had to be like 6 people killed by cops this week.
Oh, yeah, there were quite a few. There were the two girls.
Them,
there was
a couple of them murdered.
It was a 16-year-old
girl.
Yeah, it's just, I can't even go there right now. We're too close to the end of the show, and there's too many walls in here I could punch through. I can't go there right now. There's just, it's got to stop. And people have to stop making excuses for all this stuff. That's the problem that's the real problem that we have is, they won't address the problem.
Yeah, let's handle that problem.
Right. It's
we can handle that problem, though.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we're here doing. Look, it's easy. If somebody, like everybody, was like, well, Michael Brown got killed or Eric Garner got killed. You know what? Things happen. Things happen. And you know what? You respond with saying, this guy's going to go put on trial. And if we find him guilty, he's going to go to jail now. That's how the justice system's supposed to work. In this country, he didn't do nothing wrong.
No.
I know we filmed it and stuff, but don't worry about it. We don't have a reason to try this.
Was operating legally and normally in his
That's country. The problem. And the real problem is the fact that we have people in this country making excuses for these situations. Why can't we all just go, wait, somebody died? We should probably get to the bottom of this. And it probably go to jail for it.
But he was just doing his job. You don't.
Meanwhile,
police officers have it so hard. They are vilified. They are crucified at every twist and turn. They are doing the very, very best that they can for their community by killing that man selling loose cigarettes.
They kept you safe. They kept you safe.
I feel safe.
You should. Because one day you were going to go visit New York, and you would have probably walked past Eric Garner. He was going to be trying to sell you a loose cigarette. And you would have been morally corrupted at that point. So they did the country a favor.
Cigarette just like any other decent person. I'm not going to buy that loose cigarette.
Because you know every dime you spend should go to the state. You know
terrorism.
Right.
Could have been supporting terrorism. I have no idea. And I'm so grateful that I'm afforded that.
What is Caesar's is Caesar's, and what is Caesar's is Caesar's?
Yeah.
That's it. It all goes to the state. It should.
Well, we're going to see after this Rice case turn over.
You got more faith than I do.
Well, I don't have any faith on it. I know.
I will never forget the conversation.
Walker, the Oklahoma case that just happened on the 17th. I'm ready to hear more about it.
I am.
Yeah, forget about deflated football. This game is already set, dude.
The problem with this country is there are a lot of deflated balls in it, but it has nothing to do with the New England Patriots.
Amen.
I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, but
everybody's got to stand up and take a stand for stuff. And then when it happens,
that's where it starts, taking a stand.
But here's the thing. This is why the state is so involved and ingrained in the situation. Look at Ferguson. Let's look at how Ferguson started out. Okay, you have all the protesters there. There's not violence. There's not that situation. You have a very small minority of people that go out and do the complete wrong thing and start burning buildings to the ground of private business owners, which makes no sense. All you're doing is hurting the community at that point. But all protesting, they're all bad. All those protesters, how dare those people? They're all just,
against the police, so they have to be against America. Come on now.
Right, oh yeah. Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it.
Isn't that what that guy told you last week?
Nah, he said something.
Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it.
There was something said. I don't know. There were some words.
Something said.
It'll be all right.
But
it's the phrase. That's what they want to tell you. You're free to love it, and if you don't, you can leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Welcome to the United States of slavery. That's what it is. Because we are living in a world where over 70% of the people that live here will go like, I'm pretty sure that what they're telling me about John Kennedy is probably not true. Over 70%. That means over 70% of the people in this country acknowledge, yeah, they'll kill the president in broad daylight. Yeah.
Shoot King.
In the middle of downtown Dallas.
Yeah, let's get on that for a second, because they definitely, the way that Dr. King went was not.
But what I'm, but what the problem is that these things are acknowledged. That it's that they're acknowledging, like, yeah, I think they probably did that. They wouldn't do this to us, though.
What makes, like,
right, when
why
did
not
the,
now?
Right. When
what
did
made them change now?
Because people think, well, yeah, that was a long time ago. No, it really wasn't, A. And B, at what point do you think everybody wised up and said, I think we've been doing the wrong thing by killing these people. We should really start helping the community out.
Yeah.
Have you seen any evidence of anything like that? There's been absolute no.
Quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite. Patriot Act, NDAA. That's because they care for you. It's because they care for you.
Protecting us from ourselves.
Can, listen, if there is someone listening, I am willing right now, $1,000, if you can prove, see an airplane, a full airplane, at the Pentagon. $1,000. Airplane at the Pentagon. Where is it?
Challenge.
Where is it?
This is good.
Where's the airplane at the Pentagon?
Antimedia.org. That's where you send your information to. I want to see it.
Yep. Where's an airplane at the Pentagon?
Make that
I don't want to see. I don't want to see a video of a missile, about, you know, a few feet off the ground. I want to see an airplane. I want to see scientific evidence of wings hitting a building, not just fluttering away and disappearing.
And no debris.
There was minute. You
know what?
There was
nothing. The plane would have been to the side of the building.
Yeah. Well, it was. It was because it was just so taken care of. Don't you listen to TV? It was reinforced.
I love it when you have a heavy Southern accent. That's beautiful.
I mean, good grief.
Yeah, but just what is it going to take, SM?
What it's going to take is for people to wake up, sit here and say, wait a second, I have been lied to. What can we all collectively do to make this better? This is what you can do. You can sit here. You know what? If everybody in this country, and this is my pipe dream. They have their pipe dream. This is mine. If everybody just said, hey, let's not pay taxes. You couldn't get away with it unless everybody... But if everybody did it, you wouldn't.
No, you can't arrest everyone.
Exactly. If one person does it, two people do it, yeah, you'll go to jail. But if everybody does it, what are they going to do? Nothing. They couldn't. They going to arrest over 300 million people? Nope. They're not. Can't do it. So if everybody got on the same page and said, yeah, we're all getting screwed here.
Which never happened.
It could, though. It could. And that's what we're here doing. Is for everybody to realize, bring everybody together, let them see what's going on. Because as soon as there is a mass majority that's awake, that's when the change can come.
You know, if you like to pay their taxes so in January they can get their check.
Gosh.
You know,
really?
I think
why is there even a check coming back to people? We'll see you Thursday. We'll see y'all Thursday. Thank y'all so much for listening to Anti-Media the Radio. Y'all have a good
evening. I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.